Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Daddy St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
And this is part two of our vacation podcast in beautiful Cape May, New Jersey. And so what do we have to tell you about? You know, there's always something exciting going on in our lives.
Oh, yeah,
like,
there sure
always.
Is.
I don't know what it is.
You get me into stuff.
I don't know. There's just drama. Drama follows us. So we get to Cape May, and we have this giant suitcase because we had a three-pack that was like the big, the mama, the baby, the father, whatever. You know what I mean.
Yeah, it was giant, all right.
Yeah, it was giant. So I had it in a contractor bag in our garage, sealed with duct tape, and when I went to go and get it, the duct tape was open, the middle suitcase and the little one was gone. Figuring our daughter must have taken it, whatever. And so I said, Larry, I said, we got to use the big one and share. Okay, fine, no problem. So we are getting ready to go out to dinner, and Larry goes into the suitcase and gets himself some clothes.
Yeah.
I was wearing the same clothes that I had on.
I had to change, yeah, I want to feel fresh.
Right. And I noticed this awful smell permeating off of Larry. And
yeah, it stunk.
And Larry, you always smell good. Always.
Yeah, yes, the cologne Rico on. Suave. I smell good.
Always.
Not that day, yeah.
So what the heck? So I go over and I smell a shirt. I said, Larry, I said, there's something with the shirt. Is it mildew where they put in there damp? No, of course not. I wouldn't put anything in the suitcase damp. So Larry's father came along
and
with
he
us.
Said, what died in here?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
His father said that.
Yeah, that's what gave it away, I guess. Yeah.
So I guess, I was trying to think, what does it smell like? What does it smell like? And Larry's father hit it right on the head. So then I said, what the heck? What the heck happened? Right? So then I go into suitcase. Everything stunk. Everything.
Yeah, what happened? Let's just get it over with. Apparently a mouse in the garage or something decided to go belly up. In the suitcase or something. Or
no, the bag.
The bag that you left cracked, and he just crawled in there and went belly up, and he left his stink all over me. That's what happened.
But I'll tell you something weird. When I took that out of the suitcase, I didn't smell anything odd. Now, I was wearing an enormous amount of perfume that day only because I was trying to decide which one to take, Larry. So
yeah.
I think I was smelling my perfume and couldn't smell the dead mouse.
You camouflaged it.
I did. So anyway, so we had a suite down. We have a suite, and it comes with a washer and dryer. Wonderful. Couldn't have been a better time, right, Larry? Had to wash everything, even my sneakers.
Yeah,
everything.
Thank goodness that was there, yeah.
Oh, my God. So anywho, we figured that, Larry dealt with the exterminator. I did not. I thought it was those kind of traps that they come and they eat the poison and they go out and they die somewhere.
No, they don't go out. I didn't want to tell you, but you know what happens is they eat that stuff and that's their demise. That's the end of them. It just so happens that Mickey and Minnie decided to use my suitcase as a casket.
Well, the basket. The bag. The bag, Larry.
Whatever.
Because they couldn't get
in the
suitcase.
Well, then the bag was the casket.
It was sealed.
But either way, they just got their stench all over my clothes.
Oh, God. So now I have to think about our garage at home, Larry, filled with dead mice.
Yeah, well, enough about that. Tell them what you decided to do with the suitcase.
Okay, so anyway, here's where it gets a little bit, all right, funny. I'm not proud of this. I'm not proud of this moment, Larry.
You shouldn't be.
So I said, Larry, what are we going to do with this suitcase? It's huge. We can't throw it away. We can't leave it for the housekeepers. What are we going to do?
No, it's not good enough for us, but it's got to be good enough for somebody, right? Just donate a dead mouse case to somebody.
So I Googled donation centers near us in Cape May, and I found one that was a few miles away that was veteran-owned and for veterans, and they take suitcases.
Yeah.
So we drove there. And poor Larry had to drive around the back because I wanted to check out this store that was adjacent to the donation center.
And they probably have a policy, no belly-up mouse cases, too. At least they should.
And he said he was terrified because it was like the ghetto with all kinds of garbage. And
he thought
some kind of homeless person was going to come out.
Yeah, I was knee-deep in trash back there.
Anywho, I
tossed it and got out of there, said, here's your mouse case.
There was nobody around. But anyway, he came and picked me up. He said, why does it go? He said, let's get the hell out of here.
So we made a break for it. We dumped off the mouse case and got the hell out of
there. Am I proud of my actions? No. But you know what? These things happen. And what were we supposed to do with it? There was no way we were taking it home, Larry. So then we had to put our clothes in bags. It wasn't pleasant. But you know what? We had to do what we had to do.
Well, someday, somewhere, there's going to be somebody else walking around somewhere at a beach resort or wherever they go with it and saying, what is that stink? What died?
So anyway, that's our podcast. We're going to continue this. We have a couple more funny stories that happened to us on this vacation.
Oh, yeah, good times.
Thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.
Bye-bye.